Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Severide reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan juggles the ball. That's an error on McClellan. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerb strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shocker strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Shocker. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Shocker bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Collins moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 3 in the game. Mostill bunts towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.